Thank you. Crunch, 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 crunch. This is Vin Magazine. It is 4:05. Welcome, WMFO Medford. How's it going, everybody? I hope you're doing well. If you want to hear something, call me at 855-915-9636. I'm very happy to tell you that at 4:30, I have Tim Gazier calling in. He's going to do a little talk about his latest poetry release, new collection. Chief Strongbow is Real. That's the name of it. And Tim Gazier will tell us more about Chief J. Strongbow is Real. And he'll also play the 4:30 trivia. This is Vin Magazine. Like I said, you're welcome to call in. You're welcome to tell me all about you and all about what you want to hear, what matters to you. We're going to start the show off in just a moment. First off, folks, I have a very quick PSA for you, and then guess what? It's onward and upward. This is WMFO.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
And your friends here at WMFO in Medford. Today's theme is a Europe and European thinking, European living dream. I just got back and boy, my head's still in the clouds. It's still way up in the mountains, but my feet are on the ground. This is WMFO in Medford, and I can't think of anything more European than this. WMFO Acoustic Ceiling begins.
Spend a lonely week, now I wanna be with you.
yourself, you're as good as a beauty. Health is a find, all these feelings inside. As I get to my train, with a head start back to you.
For happiness right there on WMFO in Medford, Paul Weller, and it's time for smashing the acoustic ceiling. Let's do it, folks. It's time. Let's smash the acoustic ceiling and play something above and beyond it. Here we go.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
And was the Holy Did thou speak in ancient time? Walk upon England's mountains green, and was the holy Lamb of God on England's pleasant pastures seen? And did the countenance divine shine forth upon our clouded hills? And was Jerusalem builded here among these dark satanic mills?
Can you see me singing it on the pitch at Wembley?
Bring me my bow of burning gold. Bring me my arrows of desire. Bring me my spear, oh, clouds unfold. Bring me my chariot of fire. I shall not cease from men to fight, nor shall my sword sleep in my hands, till we have built Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land.
And did those feet in ancient time walk upon England's mountains green? And was the holy Lamb of God on England's
It goes on the floor, Doctor, and it falls on a lap, a chair, and it gets in the rug, you know, and it's very, very sloppy. To watch this is it's very difficult.
Does your wife have a balance problem?
No, she's sitting down when she does this, and she takes the chocolate pudding with her hand, and she picks it up, Doctor, and she starts to put it in her mouth, and it goes all over her face, you know, it squishes around, and it gets in her ears, in her hair, it's chocolate all over, Doctor.
I see. Well, I believe that your wife does have a problem, and a complete medical checkup is in order, along with minor therapy. However, your wife may feel unattractive and unloved, and possibly she is trying to attract your attention.
Oh, she's got that, Doctor. I watch her every move.
On your part, however, try a little tenderness, as the old song suggests. Bring her flowers, and I think you'll find, as your wife gains in self-esteem and confidence, she will be a changed woman.
You mean she won't dribble the chocolate pudding anymore?
I'm sure of it.
Well, that's no good. I just wanted to switch to butterscotch. You see, I hate chocolate. Makes me nervous to watch chocolate. And butterscotch with whipped cream is nice, you know. It looks good when it starts to dribble
down.
Thank
you very much. This is Dr.
Goes with the
Anne
rug.
Flothers.
Thank you for listening to that one. That was pretty classic stuff right there. And that's Ben Stiller's father, you know. That's Jerry Stiller and Anne Mira. From an album called Laugh When You Like, we heard Dr. Fulthers and the Chocolate Problem. And this is WMFO, and as they suggested in that, we should try a little tenderness. And let's try it.
Young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness. Easy. All you gotta do is try a little.
soft words, they are spoke so gentle. It makes it easier, easier to bear. Oh, she may be weary. Young girls, they do get weary. Wearing that same old shaggy dress. When she's weary, try a little tenderness. Oh, that's all you gotta do now. You know she's waiting, just anticipating the things that she never, never possess. Oh no, no. But while she's waiting there, all you got to do is try a little tenderness. Oh yeah. It's not just sentimental. She's had her grief and care, but the soft words, they are spoke so gentle. It makes it easier, easier to bear. Oh, you won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love, love, love is their own happiness, oh yeah. But it's all so easy. All you got to do is try a little tenderness. Oh, tenderness.
James right there with Try a Little Tenderness. Of course, everyone knows the Otis Redding version. That was a lovely version by the wonderful Etta James. This is WMFO in Medford, and if you want to hear something, call me at 855-915-9636. It's a treat to play all this music for you, and I really want to hear from you, so give me a call and let me know what you think of the program. Let me know what you want to hear. This is WMFO in Medford, and I've been going back and forth from the west to the east and trying to play a little bit of a European sound. And what's more European than this one? This is WMFO in Medford. Have a cappuccino, have some hot tea and sugar, and enjoy this. WMFO Medford.
space at any cost. But how long, babe, can you search for what's not lost? Everybody will help you. Some people are I'm odd if I say I'm not loving you for what you are, but for what you're not. Everybody will help you discover what you set out to find. But if I can save you any time, come on, give it to me. I keep it with mine. The train ten, but it'll be back tomorrow, same time again. The conductor, he's weary, still stuck on the line. But if I can save you any time,
des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux, sans mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas,
ma
voix la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur pour me donner la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, m'as juré. T'aperçois, alors je sens dans moi mon cœur qui bat. La 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 la.
Okay, the lovely Edith Piaf with La Vie en Rose. And we have with us Tim Gaiser. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Vince. How you doing?
Doing great. Tim, apparently you have a new collection of poetry. Chief J. Strongbow is Real. Is that the correct name of the collection?
That is the real name. Absolutely correct.
And that is the wrestler. It's inspired by the wrestler Chief J. Strongbow from many moons ago, isn't it now? Tell us.
No actual poem. No, actually, wrestling poems, but there's definitely like complaining of the whole fact of wrestling. Is it real or not? Is Chief J. Strongbow, is he real or not? Is anything in this country real or not? That's where I'm at with it.
What did you find out? What is the answer to that vital question? Tell us, Tim. The listeners want to know.
I think it's that people want to believe what they want to believe, whether it's real or not.
Yes, and is that a healthy thing? Is that healthy?
No, sure. Is it? Well, it depends on how far the lies go. So it's not, it cannot be healthy, but you know, sometimes you want to gloss over the truth. Like, for instance, Chief J. Strongbow was not a Native American. He was an Italian wrestler dressed as a Native American. It was one of the great racist gimmicks of all time.
And you found that out. How'd you find that out, Tim?
I Googled. The computer's a great source. But, like, you know, I've always was as a youngster, I always was a big fan of wrestling. I think I kind of dropped out when the Hulkamania started.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Tim? Is it the belief in God, or is it God first? Which came first, God or the belief in God?
Do you want me to get all philosophical?
Only if you want to.
Well, the God as you know it, or as I know it, or as anyone know it, that has to come first before the belief in it. People need something to believe in.
So the song, I mean, the belief came first? Is that what you're getting at?
No, I'm saying that the higher power, the God, comes first before the belief.
Because God inspired the belief.
Oh, definitely. I don't think they were wise enough to make that up, even if they're doing it for society control. I just feel that, something happened, something that was unexplained, and they had to explain it in some way, whether it's magical or it's deity or if it's coincidental. And, you know, that's how belief in powers greater than oneself come into play.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your book. Tell us where people can get it, where people can read it, and where people can get inspired by it.
Well, I hope they read it in the living room. But they can get it at any bookstore. They can special order it if the bookstore doesn't carry it. They can get it from Amazon. They can go to my website, timothygaiser.com. They can go to my publisher's website, which is Big Table Publishing. So what inspired it? The poetry, it's in eight acts. And so the first act is the longest section. It's my newer poems, and those are kind of very political. And I always would stay away from political poems. I didn't like hearing political poems. But, you know, I would always write myself. I would write what was on my mind, what was bothering me, what was inspiring me. And, you know, obviously this November election had a big influence on me. And then there's various other sections based on recovery, sobriety, addiction. There are other sections based on love gained, love lost. You know, it's a very well-rounded collection.
Excellent. And you wrote all the poems yourself?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent.
It's all me. It's my first book of poetry in 3 years.
Wonderful. So, Tim, do you want to give a website address or, you know, do you have a date of doing a poetry reading coming up?
Well, the website address is timothygager.com, and that's Timothy, GAGER.com. I'm hosting my usual event this coming Friday, and I'll have the book and I'll read from it, but I also have other featured readers on Friday night at the Dire Literary Series.
Okay.
And my next live reading, I believe I have something going on in August, but something in New York. You can go to my website and see all my dates.
Okay. This is Tim Gager with us. He's calling in. And guess what, Tim? It's time for Trivia with Tim. Okay, Tim, you're the second trivia person or the second contestant on Acoustic Ceiling to play 430/447 trivia. We had Brian Young a couple weeks ago. Now we have Tim Gager. Tim, facts about Massachusetts. Are you ready? It's going to be five questions. We'll see how well you do. Are you ready, Tim?
I've got to name all five. Here we go.
Here we go. 1891 in Springfield. The first what happened?
Do, 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 do. 1891.
The all first right, what happened in Springfield, Massachusetts? It was the first
basketball game.
Bingo. Do, 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 do. You got the first one. Very nice. Okay. Ooh. Next question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm not Googling this, but I'm driving. That'd be really, really terrible.
The birth control pill was invented at what university in Worcester?
What university in Worcester? It's got to be a famous university if it's birth control. That's a toughie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Worcester State College, is it?
Wrong. Nope. You're one for two. It's Clark University. Okay? Clark.
Clark's a man, of course.
There we go. Okay. The Fig Newton was named after what city in Massachusetts?
Newton, Massachusetts.
You got it. Sweet. Two correct, one incorrect.
I get that one.
Okay.
The Figland, Mass.
I'll give you, if you get it within 20 years, you get the answer correct. The Boston Common became the first public park in America in what year? The Boston Common became the first public park in America in what year?
Let me think.
I'll give you a big hint. It's between the year 1600 and 1800. That should help.
I was going to say my original guess was going to be 1750.
Nope, you got it wrong there. That's incorrect. It's 1634. So you have two for two. Now, if you get this, Tim, you're a winner on Acoustic Ceiling. And if you don't get it, that means you're a loser on Acoustic Ceiling. So,
okay.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
This is it. It's going to be a tough one. Blank.
I'm ready.
Blank was the first college established in North America, and it was founded in 1636. What was that college?
Harvard.
You got it. We're all jumping for joy. Thank you for playing. You are the second winner. So, you know what your prize is? Your prize is to claim the second winner on Acoustic Ceiling. Yes, you did it. You're the one who did it. That's right.
Do I get to choose a request song?
Well, I think you have. I think you have chosen the song that I'm about to play, and I'm going to get to it right away, make it quick. And what do you want to hear?
We have Beam, right?
Beam Mash?
What would the theme be?
Europe, but I've been springboarding back to the United States, but it's been European songs, European themes.
So I was going to do a wrestling theme.
Wrestling theme, okay. Hey, guess what, folks? This is a wrestling theme song, and it's a song that Tim, I think you'll dig. This is WMFO in Medford. Say goodbye, Tim.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks. Okay, here we go. This is American for sure. This is WMFO in Medford. I hope you enjoy it. Remember this one? I do. WMFO Medford.
Judy was an American girl. She came in the morning with the U.S. mail. Didn't say nothing, but she looked pretty good to me. Golden hair that shines so bright. Loving eyes that see our sight. She could keep the secrets that we share.
WMFO Medford.
What a dynamite song. That's The Neighborhoods right there with The Prettiest Girl. And, of course, that's the original version. The second version really was a sucky version, but not the first version. That's the first version. We heard Paul Weller with Head Start for Happiness from 1983. We heard Paul Weller again, Head Start for Happiness from Days of Speed. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer gave us the wonderful song Jerusalem, followed by Billy Bragg's version. We heard the Air Force Band of Liberty giving us Pictures at an Exhibition. Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira were in there with Dr. Flothers and the Chocolate Problem. We heard from their album Laugh When You Like. We also heard the wonderful Otis Redding with Try a Little Tenderness. There was the Etta James version of Try a Little Tenderness in there too. The Style Council gave us Cafe Blue from My Ever-Changing Moods. Nico sang the Bob Dylan song I'll Keep It With Mine from Chelsea Girl. Edith Piaf gave us La Vie en Rose, or La Vie en Rose from La Vie en Rose. Bram Tchaikovsky was in there with The Girl of My Dreams from an album called Strange Man, Changed Man. The Neighborhoods finished it off with The Prettiest Girl. This is WMFO in Medford. If you want to send me your music, send it to WMFO, Care of Acoustic Ceiling, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Again, that's WMFO. And hey, look, thank you for listening. I'll see you in another week. And for everyone listening, it's 5 o'clock. Remember this.